Good afternoon, folks. I'm sitting here with the incredible Eddie George. I can tell you, as a longtime Raven fan, we were never very happy when he would come and run roughshod over our defense.
They used to own me for a minute.
Well, once in a while, old Mr. Lewis there would tag you, but it was still beautiful to watch you run. You grew up in Philadelphia, and how many years you played for Titans?
Played 8 years for Tennessee, one for Dallas, 9 years total.
Okay, all right. And Heisman Trophy winner, how did that feel?
Oh, man, winning the Heisman was a dream come true for me. Growing up in Philadelphia, grew up a Penn State fan, had dreams of donning the blue and white for Joe Paterno, wanted nothing more than wear the black cleats and be close to home. But as fate would have it, my mother sent me to a military academy at the age of 15, deterred me from going to Penn State. And because my grades were just terrible, I had like maybe a 1.3 GPA, and she was not happy with that at all. And I was on a track headed to nowhere.
Right.
So without that experience going to Fork Union for 2.5 years, my junior year, my senior year, and a postgraduate year, I wouldn't have gone to Ohio State.
Wait. I think you mispronounced it.
I just want to make sure we got it right
for the fans, right?
So going to the Ohio State blessed me with an opportunity just to compete to play running back, because most schools looked at me as a linebacker or a defensive end. I came out 6'3", 225, ran a 4.5 40. And they said, we can beat this guy up to make him a DN. But I wanted to run the football because my father introduced me to the game. My relationship with my father was through football, and he loved running backs.
Right.
And we would watch all the Monday night football games at halftime and listen to Howard Cosell talk about the updates of the week and Earl Campbell, the Brahma Bull. I loved how he described their running styles, and I wanted my father to talk about me the same way. And that's what got me involved. So, to say the least, I grew up with a insatiable thirst and hunger to play major college football and to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, that meant fantastic.
Yeah, and when I won it that night in 1995, it was surreal. I was in shock, but I wasn't surprised.
Right.
That makes sense.
No, I get it. I mean, you know, at least you're in the competition. You're three of you sitting there in the chairs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, it was five of us at that time. It was myself, Danny Werfel, Tommy Frazier, Troy Davis, and Darnell Autry. From Northwestern, yeah.
So I want to kind of fast forward after your football career and like Broadway. How'd we get up on the stage, dude?
Yeah, well, right after I finished playing a game of football, I went through a spell where I didn't know what was next. It was a new territory for me. It's like being thrown in the middle of the sea with no lighthouse, no guiding light.
Like, right, your life is gone. It's completely different.
It's completely different. Everything that I've known up until that point has been preparing for NFL season or college season or high school season throughout the summer, and it was over. It was exciting. I was kind of relieved that, you know, the days of having to practice
and being beat to hell all the time.
Hell and getting ready for the run and the gashers and that was kind of a relief, but in some weird way I missed it, because there was the camaraderie, it was the smell of the fresh cut grass, it was the walking in the stadium at night, and you know, a big game on NBC or CBS or Monday Night Football. I mean, it was all of that. You missed that stuff.
Right.
So it was difficult. So I poured my heart and soul into becoming an actor, and I started off in theater.
Okay.
And before I got to Broadway, years before I got to Broadway in 2016, I started in 2005 in studying this stuff. And I worked with a short Italian woman, 5'2", spitfire woman named Anna Maria Franzella, who passed away, God bless her soul. And she sat me down in her chair, and she says, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "You know what? I want to win an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy. I want to be the first person to win a HEGOT. That's a Heisman, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
An Eddie George Award.
An Eddie George Award, right? Yeah. The only man on the planet that can say that. And she says, well, let's do it. So we started working on my voice and started working on different pieces, pulling out sheets of magazine ads, reading them out loud, and just hearing my voice and knowing character and studying character, building it from the soul out, relying on my own experiences. And what I found was it was cathartic for me because at that time I was going through a phase where I was trying to find out who I was.
Right. I was transitioning life.
Transition in life. It was a bit of depression, a discouragement, all of that. So I had an opportunity to pour that into a character.
Right.
And it was cathartic.
Nice.
And I found a release in that. So through all of that, I developed the craft. I got the taste, the acting bug. I started doing small community plays in Nashville. Then I started doing the Shakespeare Festival. That led me to opportunities to work with the Nashville Repertory Theater, an esteemed theater company in Nashville, and doing plays like Raisin in the Sun, The Whipping Man, Top Dog, Underdog. And about five years ago, I auditioned for the role of Billy Flynn on Broadway. And I wind up getting with no singing experience, got up there, took a couple of voice lessons, like I said, and said, the hell with it. I'm going to go up there and be Billy Flynn, crack notes, be funny, whatever. And the producer, Barry Weisler, said, oh, my God.
It worked.
That's great. Let's do it. Let's put you on Broadway for a 9-week run. And that was amazing. And I started doing the touring company thereafter.
So I got one question. We got to wrap up here. But one last question. Our parents are such big influences on us, right? And I know growing up, mom made a meal that if you could have that meal again today, what meal, what did mom make that you just go back and say, oh my God, the best ever?
Mom was simple. It was hot dogs and pork and beans.
Yeah, man, but there's the fine things in life, man. It's the fine things in life.
It was very simple, yeah. We didn't have much, but when she made those hot dogs and pork and beans, I taste all the love, hard work, sweat, and desire in it, for sure.
Wonderful. Eddie George, it's been great having a conversation with you, and good luck in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.